Welcome to episode 265 of Diggo Dugala Bookmakers. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yes, I have been, I think the word is, lazy in the past few months. There have been some problems. There have been health problems in both myself and my family and my close friends. And some of those have been solved. And there's been laziness on my part. Did I mention laziness? I'm pretty sure I've mentioned laziness. I've been pretty lazy. I could have come up here and recorded my voice, but I preferred just to watch YouTube videos. But I'm ready to start making other podcasts, more podcasts, just for you, just so that you can enjoy listening to my voice. Now, what have I been doing in the past couple of months? Well, I did make a music book, just the sheet music, and I did repair a music book. Plus, I made two schedules, and I have started making a book. Plus, I have written a novel, The New Chris Evictions, but I won't talk about that now. I'm going to talk about a book I made quite a long time ago, maybe in April. It's a schedule book. It's an A5 size schedule book. It's bright yellow. It's got a green bookmark and a 13 monthly calendars and a weekly calendar and two small calendars on each month. So off to the side, sort of like a professional calendar. I was reminded I made it this last New Year's when I met the person who asked for it. I mean, the person who ordered it back in April. And I gave it to her, and I sold it to her way back in April, and she was happy with it and said thank you very much. And in fiction, although I was being lazy, I did write a novel. I started the novel just before November, and I finished it just after November. It's about 200 pages. It has three plots that intertwine and they meet up in a violent activity towards the end. And it's called The New Crucifixions because the leaders of several groups are assassinated by members of that group because they want a martyr. It's sort of half comedy, half drama, half adventure, and I guess it's more of a non-genre dramatic novel with some humor in it. And finally, what I've been doing is putting Calvado, my novel Calvado, in the Calvado Pentology. I have been putting Calvado online in an audiobook. Yes, I'm making an audiobook of Calvado, and you can get it if you click on calvadoaudio.podbean.com. Calvado is Calvado, audio, audio, all one word, calvadoaudio.podbean.com. Right now, just chapter one is up, so you can get in at the very beginning. So on this first podcast of 2022, I haven't made much. I've made a few books. I've written a novel, and I am putting my audiobook of Calvado up online for your enjoyment. This is going to be a short podcast because we're practicing again in 2022. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon.